Hello, Martin.
How are you? I'm sorry I didn't pick it up straight away.
That's all right. No problems at all. No worries at all. I suppose the first things first, we were just discussing whether or not that if you was okay, because we didn't know if Gary had hit you yesterday in his frustrations.
Yeah. He didn't hit me, he just frustrated. But yeah, I know that's funny that's put out now as a thing that everybody can see, which is a bit scary, because when you do commentary, you basically don't expect to be watched, you just expect to be heard, you know, so... anyway, I'm all yours, and I've got something around in about 15 minutes' time. So
since we last spoke, of course, with your new side. I mean, how's it going?
It's hard work, to be honest with you, really hard work, and I think we started very well, but the truth is. We've got the lowest budget, and we're part time, and not many other teams are part time in a full time league. So, but that's nobody else's fault but ours. So we've got to try and deal with it, and hopefully we are dealing with it. We've had some good spells right at the start, a decent spell before Christmas, a poor Christmas, and then we've won one and lost one since Christmas. So. And we've got a busy time coming up. We've got Yeovil and Eddersley over the next weekend, Saturday and Tuesday. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Trying to play everybody the second time around, you know. You have a bit of a surprise element when you come up the first time. I think we surprised a few teams in August in particular, but they'll be ready for us, and that's been shown already.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. It's Keith.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Yourself?
Yeah, I've recovered from a wonderful game yesterday and a not so wonderful game at Wrexham on Saturday. I took a bit more recovering from.
I'm sure Douse would have been a bit more angry than Gary Neville, though, wouldn't he, over the weekend?
I think it's a toss up, to be honest with you.
Right, how have you found, obviously, going in the conference? You know, you watch football at the highest level. Especially like you just said, with Woking being sort of the lowest budget. You know, it's easy to sort of say that there's a lot of teams in the conference that's stronger maybe than Division 2. Have you found just sort of at this sort of period of time there that a lot of the clubs maybe in the league above are looking at some of your lads?
What I must say, first of all, is it's a real privilege, particularly at my advancing years, to work in the National League. I joined Douse, and my first season with him was Wharton Hersh, and we're in the Ryman Premier, whatever it's called now. I know it's not called that anymore, but and that was a challenge, and it was great to be invited to help, you know. And then we went down to the Ryman South, and then have worked our way up through the various divisions at Kingstonian and Hampton, and now working all the way into National League. So it's been an amazing journey. And of course, the standards do go up. I mean, it's the pyramid is there for a reason, and it's undoubtedly more of a challenge the higher you go. But there are things about it, obviously, that you have access to better players, and that is that's a privilege. We're having players, if they're not playing for us, playing against us, so I've commentated on and know, and it's been quite a journey of friendship, to be honest with you, particularly those who were behind the scenes at clubs and the fellow managers. And Peter Taylor was our first opponent in the opening weekend of the season, a former England manager at Dagenham and Redbridge, and right up to date, an old friend of mine, Dixie McNeil, is on the board at Wrexham, and even in defeat on Saturday, it was a joy to see him and talk about the times I commentated on him scoring goal after goal. I wish I'd got a 25-year-old Dixie McNeil now, because we'd be way up the league. So there's been really joyous parts of it, but you know, as Dance always says, we're there to win football matches, and we've won some, but we probably haven't won enough to satisfy our understandably demanding supporters. So we've got to keep going, and we kind of grasp around your feet, and it's a constant challenge to get better, but it's difficult because we don't As a part-time fellow, it's not so attractive for lawyers to join us, who most of them would be full-time before that. And of course, it's it's if you're getting really underdogs, honestly, you have been right from the start of the season. So, in one way, we're very pleased with where we are. In another way,
it's just as well as I do. Well, maybe not quite as well as I do, but you know what a competitor is.
And there's a frustration that he's gone to watch a game tonight and travelled a fair distance to get there and find it's off, and that's the kind of frustration that we're feeling a little bit at the moment. But that happens to everybody's in the same boat, and we just go from game to game and try and get the best out of the boys, who have been wonderful, by the way, our players, most of whom haven't played at this level before, and all of whom have only the part-time training to work with. I was going to say they've all got other jobs, that's probably not 100% true, but most of them have. And someone like Josh Casey, our captain, who has worked his way up the field, and every challenge we've thrown at him, he's met, and he's had a wonderful season in the National League, his first real season at this level, and you know, you take great pride in seeing players that you've worked with grow into what's required. But we still need to do more, and we'll be trying, of course.
Mm. You're only a point outside the playoffs at the moment, though, aren't you?
Yes, but you know, the challenge is to win the next game. Looking at the league table, you're telling me something that I should know, but I don't really look. You know, I think in the end, the only table that matters is the one at the end of the season. I think the Liverpool fans are looking at the Premier League table, but the manager isn't. Well, if he is, he's not saying anything, is he? Well, that down-to-earth approach works wonderful at the top level, and that's the only point of comparison, really. But we are just dealing with it day by day. And as I say, it's been a great adventure. You know, it was a wonderful thing to get promotion, really, against the odds. We didn't get a huge number of points to get into the runners-up spot, but we managed to win the two. Well, we were 2-0 down in the semi-final with 14 minutes to go. Against the Wealdstone. I keep reminding Godfrey Pocker, who's one of our players now, he was playing for Wealdstone that day, and he was driving them on towards the final, and we just had one of those 15 minutes in football that you dream about and do come along occasionally. We could do one now, by the way. It got us over the line, and the final against Welling really could have gone either way. It was it was a very narrow squeak for us to get across the line, but we managed it. And then, of course, you enjoy it. My first thought was, "God, we've been playing Notts County." You know, in my commentary career, when in the last season before the Premier League was invented or restructured, Notts County were in the top division, the old First Division. And now, I'm really looking forward to going to their ground and being in the away dugout there. Well, before and after the game, it was great to be at Wrexham. During the game, it wasn't so much, but that's the oldest international football ground in the world, I think. That's what they claim it to be, anyway. And I saw Mickey Thomas, who scored the famous goal in that win over Arsenal in the FA Cup upset. He was there. I texted Alan Smith, who played in the game for Arsenal, of course, I worked with, and took some pictures of the ground saying, "Guess where we are?" And that Mickey Thomas was not on the team sheet, but he was in the director's box. And he said, "Well, I owe him one. Go and do it for the old Arsenal team." Well, we couldn't do that even for the present working team. So, but that kind of... that kind of life as a part of the working management team is really enjoyable. Even you know what it's like to win and lose, but after the defeat and all the reasons for it, you can take some satisfaction from being in. So Dowd has done wonderfully well. He's an amazing manager, and I'm just the oily rag, really.
It's good to hear you say that. You know, when you talk about sort of going to Notts County as sort of, you know, like an assistant, whereas, you know, you've just been to Anfield, yesterday, which one of the most iconic grounds in world football, and you're sitting there saying that, you know, you've got a buzz going as a an assistant to Notts County, you know, a lot of people will be sitting there thinking, well, he must be mad, but it's good to have the sort of two hats.
Yeah, I didn't go looking, I certainly went, for either hat I didn't go looking for, to be honest with you. I was a very ordinary non-league player in the late 60s, early 70s, and not really going much further forward than trying to play in the team, be picked in the team the next week, and that didn't always happen. And I got the chance to go into journalism and still play in football journalism, which was a nice sort of halfway house, really. And then through that, I met some people in television who surprisingly invited me to join the backroom team at London Weekend for the old big match and on the ball programme that Brian Moore used to present and commentate on. And I had to give up playing to do that, but I went in not thinking I was going into a commentary career. I went in to edit the goals together, you know, the little three-minute packages that you used to see in the preview shows. That was my job. And I don't know, I got bored staying being in the studio, so the only way I could get out was to have a go at commentating. I did a couple of tests, and then so suddenly I found that that was something in the game that maybe I could do a bit better than try and stick the ball in the back of the net as a non-league centre forward. And the coaching came completely out of the blue, because Douse coached my son's team, and that was just by luck. He was hanging around looking for a bit of extra pocket money. He was a player at Wolverhampton and Hersham, and he ended up, we got on well, but not so well I thought I'd ever end up working for him at the increasingly high levels that we've done. So it's been a bit of a magical journey in both the hats that I wear, really. And I never take any of it for granted. I know enough about football to know that it certainly is precarious at times, and that goes for the television career as well as a coach's career. So, yeah, I've been blessed, to be honest, boys. I've been blessed, and it's thank you for giving me the chance to talk about it.
Let's put you up another question to you. And obviously, no, Dallas won't like this, but, you know, the best thing happens to Woking. They get in the playoffs, they win it, and get into, obviously, the Football League. How would that affect you, obviously, then going into a professional sort of football job then, and also doing what you do?
Well, it wouldn't change too much. I mean, we are talking, and it's very much in the formative stages, about trying to increase the part-timeness, not maybe to total full-time, but, you know, it's better for me. My mornings are pretty clear, because obviously I have to do my prep for the matches, and let me stress, guys, that the commentary comes first. There's no question about that. That's been the understanding right from the beginning. So I don't get paid for anything I do. Somebody said to me about a year ago at working, well, he must have come, he wouldn't have come here, but they must be throwing lots of money at him. Well, I've never taken, in 15 years with Downs, I've never taken a single penny, and I wouldn't, because I'm lucky enough to have a job that keeps me, keeps the food on the table. So, yeah, I guess, I mean, Gary Neville owns Salford, so
yeah,
you know, we get on really well, actually, because obviously he's come through the non-league ranks, and we've talked a lot over Salford. We played them six times, I think, in pre-season friendlies, five or six times anyway, and we beat them at the start of this season at Salford. So, you know, he lives his world away. Obviously, there are times where there was a game. We did Spurs against Liverpool last weekend, the weekend before the one just gone, on a Saturday, 5:30, and Woking didn't have a game, actually, because we knocked out of the trophy, but Salford did, and he found a way to watch it and still be on the gantry at 5:15, ready for the 5:30 kick-off. You know, I can't do that. I couldn't. He's an incredible person, Gary. If working or playing, when I'm commentating, the orders are nobody tells me anything till I finish work. And that's been stretched a couple of times. But I couldn't disassociate it. You know, it's an emotional commitment as well as you know, just the football side of it. You know, it's particularly to me at Woking, because although everybody thinks I have a Premier League team in my pocket, I am a Woking fan since the age of eight, And finally, at the age of 72, I got on the team photo, which which was, I'm the only one smiling because the players think it's cool not to smile for the team photo. I don't know whether that's spread across every level, but certainly our lot don't smile. I'm beaming because it was a wonderful thing. You know, I was on it not as a token gesture because I commentate on football, but because I was part of the management team. So that was lovely. And, it's come very late in my lifetime, but it's been very special. So if it was to happen, and there'd be a lot of other problems, not I wouldn't be one of the problems. I could find a way to help, but whether the club could do the rest, and I think it's a nice scenario to talk about. We'd love to have a go. We still try to look up rather than down. But the problem with the Woking fans is that they remember 2 years ago. I think they were third or fourth at Christmas and got relegated in the National League. So no one's taking anything for granted, and that certainly goes for the management team as well.
Do you ever get frustrated, Martin, when maybe if it's a big game for Woking and or any of the other previous teams you were assistant manager for, and you're happy, as you say, that you've got the day job to do? I mean, do you get frustrated?
No, if it's a big never, game? Never, absolutely never, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be shouting goal for a living. That's what I do, and I'm so grateful to, first of all, ITV, who I worked for 17 years, and then for Sky for the best part of 30 years. They've supported me and given me the opportunity to go to these games and to be part of their incredible team. As Football on Television has grown from, there were probably four cameras on the first game that I did as a commentator back in the mid-1970s, and there are probably 24 yesterday. So that's the nub of it. And I've missed Swindon away in a cup when we won 1-0 to get to play Watford. I was lucky enough to it was moved to Sunday for television. Imagine television moving games. When did that start? Anyway, I could not complain. It was moved for a BBC highlight show from Saturday. I could have done it on the Saturday, but I couldn't on the Sunday, and we won the game, so it didn't matter at all whether I was there or not. And I missed the playoff final because Manchester City were winning the Premier League at Brighton that particular afternoon, and it was all kept away from me. I mean, imagine that was to get in the National League for the first time. And Gary Neville, who is impish with me on this matter, when we finished, and obviously Man City had a triumph, and then we had a pause before the presentation, and so went back to our studio in the stadium, so we weren't broadcasting, and he just thrusted the phone in front of me with a big graphic saying the cards are going up, and that's how I found out. And it didn't matter at all, and it doesn't matter to me one bit that I wasn't there, and it's there's nothing that I could do that would have, I was there for, we trained on the day before, I was there for that, we prepared in the week, and I was able to do whatever I do to help that, and we got across the line. And the playoff final the year before, when we lost at Hampton to Braintree on penalties, that was awful because it was 3 o'clock and 3 o'clock kickoff. And so I thought, well, it'll be over one way or the other. And when I finished broadcasting at Anfield, it had gone to extra time at Hampton. And so I had, in the car, I could hear, we had a local stream commentary of the game. I had to listen to the penalty shootout that we lost. That was awful. I finished work, I took the work and finished
this might sound, it's a completely off the wall question, but I mean, and I'm used to me asking these sort of questions, but I look around sport in general and see loads of people that get peerages. Why has it not been Sir Martin Tyler by now?
A lot of people get what? Sorry,
they get loads. Peerages go around all over the place.
No wonder I didn't understand the word.
Why is it not Sir Martin Tyler? In all fairness, serious question as well.
Oh, you can't give the answer that.
He's nominated today, so you better.
We need to get Gary Neville. He's got plenty of.
We need to nominate.
He put you on the spot there, Mike. So I'll ask you another question. Tomorrow night, obviously, Woking play in the County Cup, don't they?
Against your old club. Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of memories are you going to have, you and Douse, going back there?
Well, talk about games I miss. I missed the FA Trophy defeat at Kingstonian in December.
Wow.
And so that was funny enough. We used the same training ground, not as often as when Hayden took over. He changed it a little bit, but we see them, and Rob Telfrey's still the goalkeeper, who was our goalkeeper for six of the 7 years we were at Kingstonian, and people like Tommy Kavanagh we had with us from time to time. So there's a lot of, and they deservedly beat. It was a typical cup game on the day. They took their chances, and we didn't take ours. That's what I told. To be honest with you, I could have watched the whole game back. I chose not to. There was nothing I could do about it without the competition. But it'll be great to see them. Those 7 fantastic years at a very historic club. Not easy, because obviously the ground sharing and the difficulties of that. But wonderful times, and I'll be really pleased to see them. Mark Anderson on the board still.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
People that we, and some supporters, and there's probably been a bit of chai I can go. And it's mostly a douse, so I just keep out of the way. They've beaten us a few. The year we went up with Hampton, they beat us 4-1 at King's Meadow. So the Surrey Cup is important to the supporters. I don't know what sort of team. I was going to talk to Dowse after he'd been to this game in the upcountry tonight, and of course now he's driving back, so I could be talking to him about our team tomorrow, but I'm talking to you instead. we've got a couple of new signings who need to play for 90 minutes. So, but obviously Yeovil will be in the back of our minds, because they gave us a hammering down. We won the second half 1-0, but we're 3-0 down at half time. They were brilliant, and so we've got to be ready for that. And it's amazing to be talking to you about playing teams like Yeovil and Chesterfield and Wrexham, and really clubs that, and Notts County, the clubs that Hartlepool. We've done okay. We won at Chesterfield. We beat Hartlepool at home. But the Yeovil and Notts County look different gravy to us, really, to be honest with you. So we'll have to be, the week we'll have to maybe include a bit of preparation in the cup tie, whatever happens with the result. But the other thing is, it's cold, isn't it? I mean, whether there's going to be a frost tonight. And that's obviously what's done for the game. Dance was gone to see.
Did you give Mr. Sterling any grief when you beat Hartlepool?
We don't, honestly, I think they must get, I'm not sure what Dowse thinks about me, because obviously I go and hug everybody, because I've usually seen them somewhere along the line, you know. And I'm very, it sounds, I don't know, I don't mean this to sound soppy, if to use an old fashioned word, but when I started going to watch Woking as a kid, I never ever thought, I just fell in love with football. I never ever thought I would in some small way contribute to it as a broadcaster or as a coach or whatever, even as a player. You know, it was a community, a family I wanted to be a part of. And everybody calls it a drug, don't they? That we're all obsessed with it. I'm just, at my age, to be putting on my boots, which I'll be doing this time tomorrow, and trying to help. That's all I've ever done, really.
Oh, it's a great story, really. You've done the full circle to get where you want on the football side.
Yeah, people say, oh, what on earth are you doing in non-league football? Well, you guys know that I started in non-league football as a fan and as a player, and you know, it's quite natural for me in my little world. But obviously, those who only have heard me on the telly, they would think it's a bit odd. But it's only odd when I look in the mirror and I realise that I'm an old git, really.
Listen, Martin, I know you're busy and you've got other things you've got to do tonight, but we do really, really appreciate your time and really do enjoy listening to you and talking to you. So a massive thank you.
it's my pleasure, and congratulations for doing the show, because, you know, we're all in it together at this level, and more publicity. And all I would say to all your listeners is, follow non-league football. It's great. There are a lot of really wonderful people in it, and some very good players.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you all the best for the rest of the season, Martin, and of course on both fronts. And one day we'll see that Sir Martin Tyler can turn up.
On that note, I'll say
cheers.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.